Welcome to the Anabu AI blog, in audio. Today, we are talking about sales pipeline management for SMEs, how you actually see every deal at every stage, every time. The article is called Pipeline Management for SMEs, Seeing Every Deal, Every Stage, Every Time, and it is by Brett Allegray-Wood on the Anabu AI blog.
And for most owners I talk to, the pipeline is a spreadsheet, a gut feeling, and a vague hope that someone remembered to follow up.
Which is exactly what Brett is addressing. His core argument is that pipeline visibility is not a luxury for SMEs. He calls it operational hygiene. When you can see which deals are active, which are stalled, and which are likely to close, you make better decisions faster.
But most CRM tools have a board with cards. Is that not enough?
Brett draws a clear line there. A visible pipeline is not just cards. It is every interaction connected to a deal record. Calls, email threads, chat transcripts, payment milestones, marketing touches, reviews, reactivation attempts, all of it in one place.
So you are not just seeing where a deal sits, you are seeing everything that has happened around it.
Right. And the Anabu AI CRM is built to be the single source of truth for AI, customers, sales, and marketing. Every contact, every score, every interaction. Same system. No duplicate data, no fragmented histories.
That sounds sensible in theory. What does it actually do?
Start with the pipelines, fully customizable, so any business can model their own process, simple lead to close or complex franchise deals. Each deal shows the full activity timeline, expected close date, and real-time health indicators.
And the forecasting side, that's where most small businesses are flying blind.
Stage-based conversion rates, weighted revenue, time-in-stage analytics, dashboards update in real time, no spreadsheet merges on a Friday afternoon to build a weekly forecast.
Right, and the time in stage piece is useful. If a deal has been sitting in the same stage for 3 weeks, something is wrong.
Exactly, and the system flags that before it costs you the deal. Then there's the automation layer. Sequence-driven reminders, task assignments, triggered communications, all tied to where a prospect actually sits in the pipeline.
So the system is doing the chasing, not the rep.
And on top of that, conversation bots and sales bots handle qualification, appointment booking, and routine follow-ups. They surface only the qualified leads for a human to deal with. Brett's point is that for a small team, that frees sellers to handle the complex conversations.
One rep covering 30 open deals doesn't have the headspace to do all of that manually.
There are also voice bots, inbound and outbound, that log transcripts directly to the deal record. Nothing gets lost. And database reactivation bots that go after older leads and dormant customers across email, SMS, and chat.
I want to stop on that reactivation point. A lot of owners I know have a big old lead list they have basically forgotten about.
Brett makes that exact point. Those bots run campaigns automatically and escalate warm responses straight into the active pipeline. The data is already there. You just need something to work it.
What about reviews and reputation? That usually lives in a completely separate tool.
Not here. Reputation and review bots tie directly back to customer records. A positive review can trigger a referral campaign or VIP outreach. A negative review opens a remediation workflow assigned to the right manager.
So the CRM actually knows what your customers think of you and acts on it.
Brett gives a worked example with a local HVAC franchise. A lead arrives through a paid search ad, hits a funnel, a deal record is created, and a conversation bot immediately qualifies the prospect and books the service visit if they meet the criteria.
And if the prospect goes quiet.
If there's no response within 2 days, the system escalates automatically. Email sequence first, then SMS, then a voice bot call. All interactions are logged. The deal probability and expected close date update based on what the prospect does.
Nobody has to remember to follow up. The system just does it.
And if the deal is lost, the reactivation bots add that contact to a re-engagement stream. Closed customers get a satisfaction survey to capture reviews and surface referral opportunities. That whole workflow replaces a patchwork of separate tools and manual reminders.
My practical question is always, how long does it take to get something like this actually running?
Brett is direct on that. Installation is measured in weeks, not months. Pre-built templates, pipeline configurations, and starter automations cut implementation time significantly. For franchises, you can clone configurations for new locations fast.
And once it's in, do you need ongoing technical support to keep it maintained?
That's a key part of the offer. Business users can edit stages, adjust automations, tweak bot scripts, and build new funnels without writing code or bringing in consultants. Your internal team can run it.
Which matters when you're a 30-person business without a developer on staff.
And the pricing is built with that in mind. Accessible for SMEs, but capable enough for franchise networks and mid-market businesses.
So for someone listening who wants to actually do something with this, what does Brett say is the right starting point?
One pipeline.
Core stages that match your primary sales process. Start the bots on repetitive work first, scheduling, qualification, basic follow-ups, then measure time in stage and conversion rates. Those numbers show whether it's working and build the case for going further.
Don't try to rebuild everything at once. Get one part clean and let the results do the talking.
For my action this week, map out where deals most often stall in your process and build one automation around that specific bottleneck.
For me, it's the reactivation list. Go through the old leads before spending more on new ones. The data is sitting there already.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want to see what this could look like for your specific business, there's a free AI audit you can book there too.
Worth doing. We'll see you next time.